Understanding territorial behavior. In exotic rodents, understanding territorial behavior in exotic rodents is key to grasping their world. These fascinating creatures establish territories for many reasons, from survival to social interactions. In this exploration, you will discover why these territories matter, how rodent aggression shapes their lives, and the impact of environmental factors on their behavior. Get ready to dive into the wild side of rodent life. The basics of understanding territorial behavior in exotic rodents. What is territorial behavior in rodents? Territorial behavior in rodents is all about claiming and defending space. Think of it like a house party where everyone wants their own corner. Rodents mark their territory using scent, sounds, and physical signs. This behavior helps them communicate with others about where they live and who's in charge. Why do rodents establish territories? Rodents establish territories for several reasons. Here are a few key points. 1. Food resources. They want to have enough food to eat. By claiming a territory, they can secure access to food without competition. 2. Mating opportunities. A defined space can attract potential mates. The more appealing the territory, the better the chances of finding a partner. 3. Safety. A territory can provide shelter from predators. When rodents feel secure in their space, they can thrive. The importance of territory for survival. Territory plays a vital role in a rodent's life. Here's how. 1. Food access ensures a steady supply of food. 2. Reproductive success increases chances of finding a mate. 3. Predator protection provides a safe environment to live. In short, territorial behavior is crucial for survival. It helps rodents secure their needs and thrive in their environment. Understanding territorial behavior in exotic rodents can help you appreciate these fascinating creatures even more. Social interactions and territorial aggression in rodents. How rodents communicate within their territories. Rodents are masters of communication. They use various signals to express their feelings and intentions. Here are some ways they do this. 1. Vocalizations. Rodents make sounds like squeaks and chirps to convey messages. For example, a happy mouse might chirp, while a scared one might squeak loudly. 2. Scent marking. They leave scent trails using glands on their bodies. This helps them mark their territory and communicate with others about who is in charge. 3. Body language. Rodents often use their bodies to show how they feel. For instance, a puffed-up tail can indicate aggression, while a relaxed posture shows calmness. These methods of communication are essential for maintaining order within their territories. By understanding these signals, you can see how rodents interact with one another. The role of aggression in rodent social structures. Aggression in rodents is often seen as a necessary tool for survival. Here's how it plays a role. 1. Establishing dominance. Aggressive behavior helps rodents establish who is in charge. This is crucial for maintaining a stable social structure. 2. Protecting resources. When food or shelter is at stake, aggression can help secure these vital resources. A dominant rodent will defend its territory against intruders. 3. Mating rights. Aggression can also influence mating. Stronger, more aggressive males often attract more females, ensuring the continuation of their genes. Understanding these aspects of aggression can give you insight into how rodents form their social groups and maintain order. For more on managing aggression, consider exploring effective strategies for managing territorial aggression. Understanding territorial aggression in rodents. Territorial aggression is a key part of rodent behavior. Here's what you need to know. 1. Definition. Aggression directed at outsiders to protect territory. 2. Causes. Competition for food, mates, and space. 3. Consequences. Can lead to fights, injuries, or even death. 4. Examples. Mice fighting over nesting sites or food sources. This aggression is not just random. It is a survival strategy. By defending their territory, rodents can ensure they have enough resources to thrive. For a deeper understanding of aggression triggers, check out Insights into Ferret Aggression. Environmental factors influencing rodent territory. Dynamics. How habitat use affects rodent behavior. Rodents are incredibly adaptable creatures. They thrive in various habitats, from forests to urban areas. The type of habitat they choose can greatly affect their behavior and territorial patterns. For example, a rodent living in a dense forest may behave differently than one in an open field. 1. Shelter. Rodents seek out places that provide protection from predators. If they find a cozy spot, they will likely stay there. 2. Food sources. Food availability is a major factor. If a rodent finds a plentiful food supply, it will establish a territory around that resource. 3. Competition. When other rodents are nearby, they may change their behavior to avoid conflict. This can lead to smaller territories or even moving to a new area. The impact of environmental changes on rodent territories. Environmental changes can shake things up for rodents. Think about it. When a forest is cut down or a building goes up, the landscape changes. This can force rodents to adapt quickly or risk losing their homes. Here's how changes in the environment can affect them. 1. Deforestation. Loss of shelter and food. 2. Urbanization. Increased competition for resources. 3. Climate change. Altered food availability and habitat. When these changes occur, rodents must navigate new challenges. They might expand their territory or even move to a different area altogether. For more on how habitat factors into rodent behavior, consider the importance of habitat, quietness, species-specific territoriality and its importance. Not all rodents are created equal. Different species have their own territorial behaviors. For instance, some may fiercely defend their space, while others may be more relaxed. Understanding these differences is crucial. Here's why. 1. Conservation efforts. Knowing how each species behaves helps in conservation planning. 2. Pest control. If you're dealing with a rodent problem, understanding their territorial nature can lead to better solutions. 3. Ecosystem balance. Each species plays a role in its environment. Knowing their habits helps maintain balance. In summary, understanding how habitat use and environmental changes affect rodent behavior is vital. It not only helps in managing rodent populations, but also in appreciating their role in the ecosystem. For additional insights into managing exotic pets, you might find assessing behavioral needs particularly useful.